Governor Herbert declares May Clean Air Month, Utah hospitals rank high in stroke treatment, and Kennecott, Utah Copper begins laying off workers. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Friday, May 3rd. I'm Brian Grimmett. Governor Gary Herbert demonstrated three simple things Utahns can do to help lower harmful emissions as he kicked off Clean Air Month at a house across the street from the state capitol yesterday. Governor Herbert says Utahns aren't always aware of the simple ways we can help clean up the air, but gave these three tips while declaring May Clean Air Month. One could update older fuel storage containers, use paints with low amounts of volatile organic compounds, and replace gas-powered yard equipment with cleaner alternatives.
We all individually have opportunities to do simple things which will help reduce the pollutants in the air too, and our volatile organic component parts that come out of just everyday living. But we're just probably not aware of them.
While the Utah Division of Air Quality says that putting these tips into practice could reduce summer air pollutants by 1%, the latest estimates show that Salt Lake area counties still need to reduce wintertime pollution levels by 10% if the state is going to meet federal clean air standards. But Bryce Bird, the director of Utah's Division of Air Quality, echoed Governor Herbert's comments. He says they're doing everything they can to find a solution, but in the end, it's up to individuals.
Really, there are a number of strategies that we're still testing through the models right now, but clearly the things we need to focus on are driving less, driving smarter, making sure we're using the transportation system as best we can, and then reducing those smaller individual emissions.
The Environmental Protection Agency has given Utah until the end of this year to put measures in place to improve Utah's air quality. If they do not reach the levels set by the EPA by 2019, the state could lose millions of dollars in federal highway funding.
A new study shows Utah's hospitals are the best in the nation at getting stroke patients life-saving drugs. The American Heart Association found that Utah has the nation's highest percentage of stroke patients who receive clot-busting drugs within 60 minutes of their arrival at the hospital. Dr. Jennifer Majerzik, the director of the University of Utah Stroke Center, says 62% of stroke patients in Utah receive those drugs in less than an hour. But she says there's always more that can be done to improve stroke treatment.
We're very proud of our percent of 62%, but this does only reflect the patients who actually get to the hospital quick enough to get treatment. And what we would like is more patients to recognize that they're having a stroke and to call 911 so that the volume of patients getting treated goes up. In addition, we'd like fewer people to have strokes. We'd like them to be more aware of the, you know, really significant risk factors of high blood pressure and lack of exercise and work on those to prevent a stroke.
Majerzik credits the state health department, hospitals, and ER physicians for coordinating and working hard to make sure that all the systems in place for stroke victims work efficiently at all hours of the day.
Kennecott says layoffs are on the way after the massive landslide at the Bingham Canyon copper mine. The company hasn't decided how many workers will be let go yet, but it'll happen before the end of May. A statement issued yesterday says it's talking to unions representing mine workers and others about the cutbacks. Kennecott employs about 2,100 people in Utah. It expects the output of refined copper from its Utah facilities to drop by 50% this year. The Ruby Pipeline has been carrying natural gas from Wyoming to Oregon since July of 2011, but federal land managers will have to start over on its environmental review. A federal appeals court ruled last year that the Bureau of Land Management hadn't done enough to ensure protection of the Lahontan cutthroat trout and other rare fish in Utah, Nevada, and Oregon. The agency says the new supplemental environmental impact statement will provide more detailed information about the cumulative loss of sagebrush vegetation and habitat across the Great Basin and High Desert. And finally, eBay is expanding its operations and adding 1,600 jobs in Utah. It'll open its new 241,000-square-foot building in Draper today. It's near a front-runner commuter rail station. eBay operates a customer service center, along with other corporate operations in Utah. And that is your KUER News Pod for Friday, May 3rd. For the latest news and updates from around the state, check out our new free smartphone app that you can download for your iPhone or Android device. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.